Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful Friday, November 21, year of our Lord, 2025. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 9:09 and change. Broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place for the brave. Like the veterans we salute today, thanks to John Basiliga. And one of his great companies, Basiliga Hospitality. Like Joseph Herman, the Lindwood Hanover Township. Hugh Rogers, Scranton, PA. Richard Figler, Old Forge. We lost them this year, but celebrate them today, thanks to John. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers. That government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom couldn't be parceled out to groups. It couldn't be controlled by government or government officials because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. If they use it to lie and push communism and push the left and the lunatic Democrat Party, so be it. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally accepting nation and culture ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government, or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, with that essential preamble delivered, we can gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will indeed create and provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning. And, you know, You see Jasmine Crockett or something like, and the people treating her like she's normal. And you say, man, is there something wrong with me? Is it me? No, it's them. I promise you. My word. In any event, so much going on today. I guess I don't know how much importance it has, but it will be a fascinating media event. Trump meeting with Mamdani, the Zoran, the newly elected mayor of New York City. And he asked for a meeting. Mamdani did. He's getting one. And you don't know. I mean, it's fraught with peril for Mamdani, this meeting. And it's sort of odd that he did it so quickly, in my view. Unless he's got something planned to try to embarrass Trump or show him up some way. But see, that's not going to work out for New York. I'm curious to see what his actual agenda is here. He's a phony, so he can also play nice with Trump, but then the lunatics who support him, not just the people who voted for him, the lunatics, like the real mentally ill people who support his policies, and his communism and his Islamism, they're not going to be happy if he plays nice. So he's got a tightrope to walk. Trump will handle whatever he delivers, whatever it is. If he's got to kick him out of the Oval Office, it doesn't matter. See, he gets the one thing nobody can take away from Trump. He's always himself. And a lot of fools like Mamdani are fakes. So the fakes have a real problem because Trump calls them out as fakes. And, So we'll see. That's at 3 o'clock today, Washington, D.C. We're going to find out. And then you've got the, I got to tell you, the continuing disgrace of these traitorous, and I don't use that word lightly, traitorous Democrats, 6 in all, congressmen and senators, who made their direct message to the troops and to the intelligence agencies about illegal orders. Well, number one, as we said yesterday, they're already trained in that, number one. They don't need you idiots to tell them their jobs. That's number one. Number two, and see, that shows the arrogance of these idiots. Total idiots. And we're going to see what happens. They need to pay a political price for this. It is outright wrong. It's traitorous. It's seditious. Now, nothing's going to happen to them most likely, but something should happen politically. You know that all 6 of them are jerks. Real goofballs, real idiots, and probably mentally ill. And I don't use that lightly either. But to make those statements, you have to hate Trump so much that you don't care about the country, readiness, anything. Disgraceful. And it's all of a same piece of what has happened to the Democrat Party. Mamdani, who perfectly voices the thoroughly discredited beliefs and policies of the left. He is the Democrat mayor of New York City to be. And then these six jackasses. And then Jasmine Crockett. I'll say it again. I don't want to wear it out, but man, they embarrassed the bar at Star Wars. I thought it was the bar at Star Wars. No, they embarrassed the bar at Star Wars. Freaks and geeks. Wow. And they just, they don't stop. And they don't do anything positive for the country or the people they represent. From Rich McHale, morning, Bob. After watching Jasmine Crockett make a complete idiot of herself with false allegations. And then she goes on CNN and says, well, that's why I said, hey, Jeffrey Epstein, my God. Literally can't be embarrassed. She says, Rich continues, I can only say the constituents of her district are guilty of insane stupidity. But what's even more scary is that the same stupidity is mostly trending everywhere. At 66 years old, I'm almost glad I'm circling the drain. I hope you're not, Rich. But I know what you mean. Somebody texts in, we don't need the President of the United States calling for congressmen to death with all the wackos in the world committing violence, Bob. I think the tweet was ill-advised. I don't put it on the level of what they did. It's not even close to the level of what they did by calling for insurrection by the troops and intelligence agencies. Not even close. He's pointing out that their actions, sedition, treason, are punishable by death. I was just talking to Jason as they were leaving the building, leaving the studio. I said, here's the deal with Trump. He's like kids that I played football with. And, you know, they're always trash talking during the whole game. And they'd get a personal foul. And, oh, 15, you know. But they play well, and they're an important part of the team. That's what Trump does. Now, the first Truth Social post was fine. It called them out just as he should, and then the second one was unnecessary. But it's not like I'm upset about it. And it does, again, it doesn't even come close to the level of what the Democrats have been saying and what these six in particular said. Somebody referring to the bar in Star Wars says, you'll never find a hive of more scum and villainy. That is what Ben Kenobi tells Luke when speaking about the bar at the spaceport. Yeah. That's the Democrat Party. Chris Murphy. Oh, my God. A disgusting, revolting, almost non-human. They could actually get worse than Chuck Schumer. That's who's trying to displace Schumer as minority leader. And then you got, oh, my God, it just coming across my monitor. Congressman Swalwell. Remember he ran for president? He's running for California governor. Wow. It's unbelievable. If you're a Democrat, you got two choices. You got to start speaking up and calling this out. And if you can't change the party, which doesn't appear to be changeable, it's getting worse. You got to quit the party. I don't care if you go independent or whatever. It's bad. And they're embarrassing you. And that is, particularly here in Northeast Pennsylvania, we've got so many normal Democrats, and we've got these sickos, and now we've got the Bill Gahans of this local elected officiate. You've got the Mayor Cognetti being left-wing lunatics, following them in every respect. And you're still voting for them. So maybe the problem's you. But you got to stop. You really have to stop. This is insane. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Nice. I love that song. Do you? I hope you do. Jay and the Americans moved to number 3 with their hit Come a Little Bit Closer. This date, 1964, Murph tells us. And before that, there was a woman senator. In 1922, she took the interim appointment to the U.S. Senate, and Rebecca Felton, and she had her couple weeks in the sun, and that was it. Fine. In any event, back with you. And, you know, the other thing that happened and came across the wires was Congressman Jim Jordan finding out the depth of investigation into him, that it wasn't just the senators now. You want to talk about totalitarianism. You want to talk about a king. You want to talk about oppression. This was a well-worn pattern. I just always remember, whatever these idiots accuse Trump of, they've already tried to do or have done. They got his cell phone calls, who they were to, where he was when he made the call, and they did this. This was not to do with January 6th either. This started before it happened, the investigation of Jim Jordan. This is insane. This is really bad. And scary, and nothing in the media about it. Nothing. It is so bad on so many fronts. And now we got to deal with, who's going to be outraged? Like, I remember the question being asked. Where's the outrage? It's just unbelievable. And they just keep doing it. All of his phone records, who he spoke to. It's the Biden DOJ, Department of Justice. And then you also see they never even bothered to investigate Trump's assassin. Unbelievable. Somebody texts in apropos of, well, everything we're talking about. After seeing a picture of little Billy Gahan and the loser county manager in the awful Scranton Times, I realized that Rush was absolutely right. Very pretty dumb people go to Hollywood. Ugly dumb people go into politics. That is a good saying, and it's, it's pretty true. Somebody else, you're right about the Democrat Party. They're total dividers and hateful. John Fetterman is now being primaried. A senator that votes with his party 90%, I'll tell you, it's more than 90% of the time. All Fetterman said was, I love my Trump constituents, like all of my constituents, no differently, and he voted to keep the government open. Yep. Joe from Trips Park says, easy to understand why Cognetti follows the left when you look at AOC's net growth over the last 5 years. The question then is, what color yacht would you like in 4 years, Paige? Yeah, it's nuts. It really is crazy. Somebody else, I'm so afraid for the future of America, really. These people do not care about America, just their crazy agenda. Gimme, gimme. Disgusting. LTS. LTS back at you. It's unreal. And it's story after story. Well, today, we're going to have Stacey Garrity on. She's the treasurer for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And one of the things I definitely have to ask her about is Pennsylvania risk of losing $75 million because our fake governor has allowed thousands of foreign nationals and illegal aliens to get driver's license, commercial CDLs. You can't make it up. You just say, are you kidding me? HVA Susan said, Murph is always bringing the hits. Yes, he is. Well, we've got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will come back.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you in tribute by John Basiliga. Company we feature today is Basiliga Hospitality. Three amazing bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, 307, Springbrook Township. Do you like bone marrow? Do you like? Unbelievable. Love it. The Far Street Tavern, the reimagined neighborhood tavern in the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. Queen City Tavern, downtown Oliphant. You're going to be amazed when you walk in. Joseph Herman, he was 89 when we lost him November 10. He was from Lindwood, Hanover Township. He was born in the Buttonwood section of Hanover Township. Graduate of Hanover High School, class of 53. Member of St. Robert Bellarmine Parish, Wilkes-Barre. He was a veteran, having served with the United States Army, and was a member of the AMVETS in Breslau, Hanover Township. Prior to retirement, he was employed as a salesman for Petrus Baking Products. Also worked for the Luzerne County Transportation Department. After retirement, he worked at Mohegan Sun Casino. He was an accomplished accordionist who played entirely by ear, never having taken a formal lesson. He'll be remembered as a loving and devoted father, husband, brother, uncle, and dear friend whose kindness and warmth touched all who knew him. Joseph Herman was preceded in death by his wife, the former Rita Sipper, who passed away in 2022, tragically also predeceased by his daughter, Marita Richards, who he lost in 2019. Sisters, nieces, nephews, great-nephews, and dear friends, survive him and remember him. Joseph Herman, our veterans tribute this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy with drizzle, 48. Tonight, cloudy with rain, 42. Saturday, rain tapering off in the morning, then breaks of clouds and sun, 50. Sunday, partly sunny, 48. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous program. Well, it didn't dawn on me. I told you about my dear cousin who passed away, and they had a little event at the Bonavita after her funeral yesterday, which I was, I guess, technically called the MC. It was well done. It was everybody just with recollections of Melanie. So at the event, I'm talking to, I guess they're my cousins. They're my cousin's kids. And they tell me that, hey, you're going to be there next Thursday. I had no idea what they were talking about. Literally no idea. And I guess they could detect the blank look on my face. They said, the toilet bowl. We play this football game every Thanksgiving morning. And so it dawned on me, it's Thanksgiving. Unbelievable. It just snuck up on me. Well, one of the great things that happens on Thanksgiving, and we've been talking about it for years, is the Scranton Central High School football players, all eras, and they let me barge in too. They have an event, and everybody gets together. It's on the Friday. It's just fabulous. And Lou DeFazio, who helps organize the whole thing, is with us. Lou, great to have you back this year. Number one, it means we're alive, right?
Glad to be here. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm vertical, not horizontal.
Yeah, honest to gosh. Well, tell me when and where the event is and what time.
Well, we're having the Scranton Central football reunion for former players at Scranton, football players at Scranton Central. And it's going to be Saturday, November 29th. Starting at 1 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's at the Laceworks Bar and Grill on Bundy Street in Scranton. And this should be our 17th meeting.
Neat.
For a reunion. And it was started by Bill Micker and Bobby Ronke together.
We just lost Bill this year, right? Jeez.
Yeah, Bill. Well, he actually passed away last year before this football reunion. Okay. So we're going to honor Bill and his wife, Bridget, and their young daughter, Kate. Bill moved from this area, the Scranton area, to California because Kate is out there. But it's a great time. We missed you last year. You didn't come. But, it's kind of crazy because the holiday is going on. Everybody's family's in. They're staying at the house. You got to see them. So it's a real effort to kind of break away for some people, but we have a really great time.
I'm excited to go again this year. I'm excited to go. It is a great group of guys. Just the event itself. And I'll ask you, Lou DeFazio, would you be doing it if Scranton Central as a high school still existed? Or was that part of the impetus to start this thing?
I want to think that if Central High School still existed, we would still be having a reunion of former players.
Mm-hmm.
But the format may change. We'd have the current coach in, and yeah, we'd have some of the players in if we could, and their parents, so we're not going to deny them. But Yeah, I think a format would change. But, yes, I think the answer is yes. I think we would still be doing the reunion because there's so many great guys and great players. We want to see the former coaches there, Mo DeCanis, Sy DeWahi, Mike Nitsch, Coach Ed Chase that just passed away not too long ago.
We did a veterans tribute to him. That's what I said. The tradition of Scranton Central football is great. And I know Dunmore does it once in a while, but, man, you guys doing this every year, it's just great. It really is.
Well, if anybody out there wants to put together a get-together for their school or their team or whatever, you know, I can help guide them on how it worked, you know, how it works, what we do, and then they can alter it. But I spoke to Dave Madison not too long ago. He was at Scranton Tech, class of 69, and I told him to come if he could. He was best friends with Rowan Smith, who was like an outstanding player. My former brother-in-law, Steve Aquilina, well, he's my brother-in-law. He just passed away. Steve Aquilina was a player on that team. So there's a lot of connections, a lot of guys we went to junior high school with at North and South. And, you know, we have friends of the players that come. It's just a great get-together. So
1 o'clock at the Laceworks Bar, which is a great stop, by the way.
Yeah, we go till about 4 o'clock, and then we get out of there, and then just the owners, Tommy Gilbride and his wife Doreen, some players stay there till 9, 10, 11 o'clock because they haven't seen each other. But it's a fun time. Then what we do is we take a group picture at 3 o'clock. And it's around, I try not to go before 3, but like 3:05, 3:10, we take a picture that goes to the newspaper, and it's just a fun time trying to figure out some of the names we don't know of people.
Yeah.
But the committee's really a good committee.
Well, the one year, Lou, I snuck into the picture, and Mike Munchak, I can't even remember how he sent me the note. He's, what the hell's the guy from Dunmore doing in there?
Well, listen, we're glad to have you. I mean, we want everybody in the picture.
Yeah.
You know who showed up last year? Roy Davis came in to see Coach DeCanis, Mo DeCanis, and we wanted him in the picture. He wouldn't get in the picture, but he was a coach at Lackawanna Trail, and he's a longtime, you know, football coach, official.
Yeah.
You know, his family's involved in officiating, so it's just a lot of fun.
Well, I just say this, the stars come out on Saturday after Thanksgiving.
that's the honest to God's truth.
Well, Lou, make sure you call me and next week someday, and we'll get you on just to remind people of the event. And next Saturday with the Scranton Central football reunion, it's always amazing. Always amazing.
Okay, I'll give you a call next week, you know. I'll try Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever works for you. But
I'll make it work for you. You just call.
Hey, listen, one thing I got to add, that this year what we did was we went and we had some Scranton Central football reunion T-shirts made. And so we're going to be selling some of those. And some players have already contacted me. But we had Timmy Wagner, who's a former basketball star at Scranton Central.
Great
he put
guy.
Them together for us. Okay, and, you know, we're paying for them, so we're going to charge probably $10 or maybe a few dollars more each. But other than that, you know, I can order some, so we'll be looking at that. I got a banner for the whole team that says Scranton Central Football Reunion. I think guys will like that, and so that's what we're doing. But I'll give you a call next week just to freshen things up, and hey, have a great day.
Absolutely love it. Lou DeFazio. Scranton Central football reunion, the 17th year, this Saturday, 1 o'clock at the Laceworks Bar in Scranton.
It's on Bundy Street. Yeah, it's Bundy Street.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, it's great. I hope you're there, honestly.
I'll
we
be
want
there.
You in the picture.
I'll be
okay,
there this
we love,
year, man.
We love Munchak, but you're going to get in the picture anyway.
All right,
and we hope Munchak comes, okay?
All right, thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. Lou DeFazio, Scranton Central reunion next week. It really is a rite of Thanksgiving for so many great people. By the way, the Laceworks is a pretty darn good bar, too. We'll take a break and be back. It's the Bob Cordaro. Yeah. The Kinks. Murph says this date, 1964, they moved into the top 10 charts at number 8 with their hit, You Really Got Me. Bob Cordaro back on the eponymous program. Somebody texted in. They said, I believe the Laceworks bar is on Court Street. It's not that hard to find. It's a great spot, though. It really is. Somebody else, heads up, when that stupid leaf filter radio spot comes on every break, I turn your show off, and sometimes I forget to turn it back on. Get some new radio commercials, or you'll have less listeners, LTS. All right, come on, you're an LTSer. That means you can endure minor amounts of pain. I don't know. I'll tell you this. The thing that shocks me, it's a national advertising contract, which, of course, we have to honor. But then on the other hand, like, why one commercial, the same commercial? And I'm hearing it because I have to, I'm not asking you to feel sorry for me, but I have to hear this commercial, the same exact commercial across all media. And it's exhausting. But hang in with us, all right? We've got to pay the bills here. If they want to buy and they want to be stupid and play the same exact commercial 1 million times, we got to live with it. But so hang in with me. We got enough time, I think, Bulldog, right? All right, let's go to Lorraine from Hazleton. Hi, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, Mom. I'm like the weather.
Okay. Cold and stormy? Is that
No, weary and dreary.
Okay. Well, now we don't have a lot of time, but let's get to your poem.
What? That's not my fault. I called a couple of minutes ago yet. Well, okay. Well, then give me an extra minute, for goodness sake. Okay. It's called, and I know I never read this before, It's a Lovely Day in the Neighborhood. What is a neighbor to you? Is it just a person who is a wall away? Or someone special with a warm heart? Because all you may need is a simple how are you today. Some do not even know their neighbors. Then there are those who may not want to. Even if you try being extra friendly, quite often they just seem to ignore you. It is a shame that things are not what they used to be, because we cannot roll back the hands of time. Kindness and compassion seem to have gone out the window. I feel as though it is such a crime. There are people who are blessed with great neighbors. They can usually depend on one another. It truly makes for a peaceful atmosphere when all is said and done. No one ever feels like a bother.
Nice.
Amen.
Nice. Oh, you finished it with amen, or you just, that's your own?
I did. I just had it.
I find you humorous. You know that.
Well, you know that. I told you that the nuns always used to wear the same clothes because it was a habit.
Lorraine, does the gutter commercial bother you too? The leaf filter commercial?
I don't even pay attention.
All right. Because everybody's telling me. Lee in Scranton says hates that commercial. My man Mark Wozniak says I hate the commercial. And somebody says if I had a choice between 3 hours of Leaf commercial or the morning show, I would pick the Leaf commercial. Ritz the Courier. Yes, okay.
Well, just so they love me, that's all that matters.
They all love Lorraine. I know.
Well, give me some feedback. I mean, that's my inspiration.
Well, we got to start writing new poems, too.
I don't have to do anything. You're lucky I called.
Well, the only thing is you are prohibited.
And
the Bulldog are prohibited, and Brian Hughes are all prohibited from your little jokes and puns.
Well, the more you say
them, you can keep them among yourselves, the three of you.
Well, I'll give you some more leaf cutter. Oh, no, that'll be going against the people. No, I don't want to go against the people, only you.
All right, dear. Well, we've got to go because it's after 10, but thank you.
Okay, fuzzy boy.
You know, when I look at my Bacardo's jeweler watch, it tells me everything I need to know.
What about me?
Well, you tell me some things I want to know.
I don't tell you where to go.
My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me everything I need to know. Yeah.
You need to know some stuff I want to tell you, but I'm not going to quit until you do.
Don't you have something to say for Mark Mayer?
I did say it, but it went right over your head.
What? What did you say?
I said Fuzzy Wuzzy.
All right. Fair enough.
And he'll be the judge. He heard me.
All right, dear.
Mark, you tell him. Give him hell, Harry.
Thank you, Lorraine. So we love you. We love you, dear.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
All right. Time for the news. Bacardo Jewelers Watch tells me it's 10:02 and change, which means we're well past time. We'll be back after that.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.